There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get more on the visit of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia to the United States. He has been there for the last week or so. He was business in Washington, first of all, and he has been talking mainly about, technology investments is one of the things he's been talking about with Masayoshi Son over the past 24 hours or so, according to Saudi press agency. Let's hear now. This is him back last week, Tuesday, his visit to the White House, talking with Donald Trump.
The relation between Saudi Arabia and the rest of America, it's an old relation. We are the oldest ally of the rest of America and the Middle East.
Right.
More than 80 years of alliance and big interest, politically, economically, and security, in different area, a lot of area. And the foundation of the relation, it's really huge and really deep in different issue. We know that today the relation, it's the cause of more than 4 million jobs in the rest of America, directly and non-directly. Also, it's a cause for a lot of jobs in Saudi Arabia, directly and non-directly.
Let's get more on this now from our Washington correspondent, Steve Mort, who joins us on the line. Steve, good morning. Well, it is good morning with you. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning almost with you, isn't it, Steve?
It's technically good morning, yes. We're about 40 minutes into the morning.
You should get out more, but I'm delighted that you're speaking to us, Steve. Here's my first question. How big a deal has Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's visit to the United States been? You've got some big stories at the moment. You've got US expelling Russian diplomats. Stormy Daniels seems to be everywhere. Where does he rank as a news story?
Well, you know, it is tough to compete with Stormy Daniels. Let's just say that right up front. But I would say that in terms of the people at a meeting with Mohammed bin Salman, it's a pretty big story. It hasn't gained a huge amount of public attention, but I think that is sort of the way they would like it. Things went pretty well, I think it's fair to say, for the Crown Prince in Washington, meeting with the President and with the Defense Secretary as well here. Also, of course, with the President's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has a fairly sort of quite a close relationship, sort of both of the same generation. You know, they got together to discuss, issues regarding the political side of the trip. And since then, it's been pretty much all business for the Crown Prince. I mean, you know, he's been in Boston. He attended a conference there where, he reached a deal on a collaborative agreement between Saudi Aramco and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, focused on global energy, climate, environmental sciences, sustainable development, that kind of thing. And now he's in New York doing more of the same. So we're sort of in the business portion of this trip. I would say the short answer to your question is public attention has been short on this visit, but certainly he's meeting with the people he needs to meet while he's here. There's no doubt about that.
Steve, what kind of... Should I use the word propaganda or publicity has the team from Saudi Arabia used during his visit? And I'll give you the context of my question. I was in London 2 weeks ago when he was there, and you could not escape the fact that he was there. The billboards, many of them had been taken over, billboards about Mohammed bin Salman's reform program, full-page adverts in the Financial Times and other newspapers. They had made a concerted effort and spent quite a lot of money to make sure everybody knew he was there. Anything similar in Washington, D.C. last week?
Well, yes, but there's some mystery surrounding it, I have to say. There was a magazine that appeared on newsstands. It was sort of a high-quality, glossy magazine, basically appearing as an advertisement for Mohammed bin Salman. This magazine was called The New Kingdom. We understand that it was published by American Media, the publisher of the celebrity gossip magazine, The National Enquirer here in the United States. And National Enquirer, the American Media, has been quite close to President Trump, as we know. The magazine was selling for about $14. It didn't have any ads. Some 200,000 copies were distributed in venues ranging from U.S. airports to Walmart to Safeway to various other supermarkets. There were some questions raised about where the magazine's funding was coming from. A report in the publication here, The Daily Beast, said that the Saudis said they didn't know where the funding of this magazine came from. The publishing company, which as a published National Enquirer, said it did not have any outside editorial or financial assistance here from the Trump administration or otherwise. But certainly the publication didn't include any salacious gossip about Mohammed bin Salman. It did have some pretty positive coverage, though. One of the headlines was our closest Middle East ally destroying terrorism, for example. So some fairly breathless coverage, I think it's fair to say. Nobody's been forthcoming at the moment about where the financing from it came, but certainly it is in keeping, as you mentioned, with what we've seen before in London.
So Mohammed bin Salman now flies to the West Coast, where we know he's going to meet with a number of figures from the world of technology. His itinerary has been kept deliberately vague, or public versions of it, in advance of his various meetings. But what do we know about his trip to the West Coast next week, and what are we speculating about?
Correct, that's right. Well, he's actually, so before he goes there, he's in New York, as you mentioned at the top, with the CEO of SoftBank, essentially looking for a series of investment opportunities there, basically focusing on drumming up investment for the kingdom. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, of course, is a key investor in SoftBank's Vision Fund. So this is an important trip. Certainly as part of this, but he's due to travel to the West Coast, where he's going to meet with, a range of people, from Hollywood producers to Uber executives. What we expect is that he'll attend an event with Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, Steven Spielberg, Elon Musk, of course, of SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon. They're not confirmed. But it is expected that he will meet with them. The meeting basically follows after Mohammed bin Salman was reported that Amazon Web Services was looking to build a presence in Saudi Arabia. So you can certainly expect that to be on the cards as well. We also expect him to meet with Ari Emanuel, who's a well-known producer in Hollywood as well. We understand that he's bought just recently a $400 million stake in Emmanuel's WME company to develop sports and entertainment in the kingdom. But as you mentioned, it's sort of quite difficult to analyze it closely, because the schedule on the West Coast has been kept fairly under wraps. We're not exactly sure where and when he's going to meet a lot of these people, or in fact, if he will at all. A lot of the reports that we've seen about who he's going to meet are simply simply rumors, but what we expect him to do. So a lot of it is being kept under wraps, as you say, but you can expect that there'll be big money involved in most of those meetings.
Steve, great talking to you. Really appreciate you joining us on the line this morning, as it is in Washington. Steve Mort, Bureau Chief in Washington. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.